There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You know what that means? Well, it's 7 past the hour. Any hour of the day or night, you can hear Doug Steffen at DougSteffen.com, or you can hear him at TuneIn. Him. Him would be me. But can you hear Akos Jankura? Can you hear John Cremins? Would you like to? You could play this thing, this hour, My Cool Inventions, which is a combination of all of our efforts from our various programs into one. We could do all My Cool Inventions all the time, right? Just play it back in a loop.
Over, yeah, we could.
Over and over and over again. You by yourself or is Akos there?
And it would never get tiring.
No, never. Never in 100, never in 1,000, never in 1,000,000 years.
No, I think the princess couldn't get out of bed this morning.
Really?
Yeah.
What
he,
the
boy,
problem,
he had to work last night. He had to work. He was on the air last night until 12:30. Well, actually, you know, yesterday we were at the hockey game. Oh, and the Vikings beat Boston.
So
which is, you know,
people play.
I can't use the Vikings. I say Lightning, not Vikings. The Lightning.
It doesn't compute, as they say. Yeah. A hockey team needs to be where it's cold. Tampa is not cold.
It's
therefore
packed.
It has
you
no
value. All the Bostonites that were there last night.
Doug, think about how many people move from Canada, Boston,
yeah, right
Maine,
down south to Florida or anywhere. Yeah. Yeah,
that's why
they have a built-in hockey fan base.
Right.
So, he was on the air last night. So, like, what, 12:30, 1 o'clock?
We get up.
He's having a hard time getting up. I've got a feeling he didn't even text me this morning.
Yeah. All right. We got John and Doug here with our first inventor of the week. We'll meet in about a half hour. Melissa Reed, who has something called packable pails. That sounds. How about we pick packable pails pursuant. Perhaps, I just love that alliteration. Love that stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, so last week's winner on the My Cool Inventions gate was, Connie Inukai, who had her tippin' split. Remember, why don't you review that for people who didn't hear it, what that was all about, John?
It was almost like it looked like a calculator with a magnifying glass on it,
yes.
On the top of it. So basically, it would actually, you just enter in what the bill is, and then it would suggest a tip, and then if you wanted to split the bill, it would figure it out for you. So it was like an automatic calculator for that.
So How many times did you argue?
Well, when I looked at it, I thought, because I saw the picture, and I really guess I didn't understand it just from the picture, even though it looked like a calculator.
It was not easy.
Right?
It was not easy.
So then when she explained it, it was perfect. Yeah. And the audience went for it. So she
are you like,
on.
When you and I and Nagel's going to have dinner in a couple of weeks, I want to know who's going to pick up the tab. Before I even get there,
really?
I want to know. Well,
this is
what I do.
Who do you think will pick it up?
Well, if you were in my town, I'd pick up the tab.
You're in our town. We're taking you out.
Okay. But I normally, wherever I am, because it gets so uncomfortable for most people, I always get my card out first and pay. If somebody else wants to volunteer to help or whatever it is. But it really gets to the point of being so difficult to get people why would you want to? I don't want to see people be uncomfortable. So, you know, you just take the card out and you pay.
Just look at it this way. Your money's not good here.
Really? Oh.
Yeah.
My money's no good there. That'll be something I look forward to. All right, so we have the Dream Big America contest from last Friday. The three contestants, Ashley West with the Bloom Undergarments. We understood that very well after she explained it. Did a good job. Then there was Caroline Vucetich, who has a yogurt outdoor. Is this sort of like
yogurt,
a
yoga?
Yoga. When I say yogurt?
Yogurt. Yeah. You're thinking breakfast already. I mean,
I am. I'm having yogurt, as a matter of fact. No, this is an outdoor guide system, and you can go in the national parks and perform yoga. It's for people who are really very interested and concerned in their body. And it's this would be a great trip, I think, for the right person. Okay, so that's her idea. And then there's Frank Tiley, who's got the adjustable needle nose pliers. He's been worked over here any number of times on My Cool Inventions because he came from here. That's how this works. The Dream Big America contest we have on Friday is a combination. Dream Big America concept was mine and a fellow named Adam Taff. And we started doing this, I think, 3 years ago. And then I came across John and Akos, and I thought, this is silly. Why are we doing two programs that are basically the same? So we got together. We're trying to encourage entrepreneurialism, new businesses, ideas, inventions, anything that will help move the American psyche along. We all know the government is not our friend, but even in spite of the government, there are a lot of people who want to start their businesses. They want to do well on their own. Maybe they've retired. Maybe they got fired. Whatever it is, if you've got an idea, we want to support you here. And that's what this is all about. So between mycoolinventions.com and dreambigamerica.us, you can vet your idea, send your ideas to My Cool Inventions. There's a submit button there. There's one at Dream Big America. We're all working together, one big happy family. Let's see what we can do to help you. Get to the next level. We've had some very interesting products. We've had some bad products. We've got some good spokespeople, bad spokespeople. It's all up to you. Later on in this hour, I'll give you a chance. Once you've heard the pitch from our person today, Melissa Reed, you'll be able to text or call a number or vote online for this person. Do you think this is a worthwhile pitch? Thumbs up. If you don't, thumbs down. And we've had, I think, increasing voting now on both the My Cool Invention site and the Dream Big America site. And you can vote for whoever your favorite is in the Dream Big America contest until Wednesday. We'll announce the winner on Friday, and that person will go with the other two winners from the month of March into the finals this Friday. Three people that have been winners in the first 3 months will get to challenge one another, and the winner gets all kinds of fabulous prizes and support for his or her business. So that's what's at stake. The American dream is at stake. Challenged all the time. People who say, well, I can't find a job. I think, was it here, John, a couple of weeks ago? Richie, remind me where I did this. Or maybe it may have been earlier in the day. I don't think I did it here. When I was looking through, there was a story about I know what it was. Now I do remember. I was talking about unemployment. Now, numbers had just come out, and they were 5.5%, and I said, that's a crock. The number is about 11%, somewhere between 10 and 11%.
Yeah, we had a guest on talking about it, and they confirmed that if you add in all of the people who have pulled themselves out of the market, it's 11%.
Mm. Okay. So that morning, I went, did a little research, and found there were 3,131,641 jobs. Now, that's what I found today. I just decided I would do an update because when I did this 2 weeks ago, Richie, I don't think I was. I think it was really early in the morning when I did this.
No, you did it here.
Did I do it here?
We talked about it when I was in. Was it in Chicago? I was in Chicago.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So I did it a couple of times that morning. Sometimes I do that. Sometimes I don't. It just depends on what's pushing my buttons. And now I remember we did do it here, and I did it earlier in the morning as well. So there were, but at that moment, this was about 15-16 days ago. There were 3,400,000 jobs, and this morning's listing only has 3,131,000 jobs. So I'm thinking, we've got an increase of 300,000. But when you think that's 10% of the list, when you think about how many jobs there are posted online or wherever you go to find jobs, and all the people who are collecting, shouldn't there be some sort of a matching service that puts people? Somebody's looking at this list. Someone works for the Unemployment Bureau. Instead of just sitting behind a glass and giving people checks, why don't they have somebody there, or do they, and I just don't know it, who looks online and sees all of these jobs. Okay, there's a licensed practical nurse opportunity in Duluth, Georgia. All right, unemployment office in Duluth, Georgia. Somebody comes in that was a nurse that couldn't find a job. Okay, here, we're not giving you any more money. Go get that job.
Actually, I'm liking this line of thought. I think this could be a good idea.
Yeah.
Maybe perhaps even a money-making idea.
Well, maybe it is. All right. Well, maybe we could
take this list that you found, or actually just have a list, have an automatically generated list that goes through every newspaper, magazine, anything that lists jobs. So then you have something that takes that list, and then it matches it to people on LinkedIn, Facebook, anybody that has these jobs listed as their employee, right? Or what they're doing currently.
They may
not be doing that currently, but it would automatically generate to those people jobs that are available in their in their field.
Well, is this a gene? I mean, why are these people, they're doling out our money, tax money, to people who could perhaps fit, or maybe you want to move. Maybe you don't like living in Atlanta and you want to move to Duluth. So go get the job in Duluth.
Or are you thinking maybe the government should do this, or should it be a private enterprise?
I don't know. Either anybody. Yeah, to cut the bill.
Yeah, if it's a computer program, we don't want the government doing it.
No, that's right.
They've already proven they can't do that.
So many other things they've proven they can't do. So look at this, John.
But
there are
a good idea, though. I like the way.
Let's talk about it over dinner. All right. So we have today there are 16,808 physical therapist jobs available in this country, 13,979 speech or translator jobs. Do you believe it? Teaching speech, language directed, or translation, translator jobs. 13,000 of those puppies.
Well, look at the influx of the Hispanic population moving into the U.S.
Physician assistant
to do English, right?
All right. Physician assistant opportunity. 13,353 jobs in that area today. I was talking to somebody, a man, on Friday, Saturday night, who is a physician's assistant, has been for a number of years.
What is that?
Makes good physician's assistant.
They do
a lot of the work that the doctors do that they don't. They are trained medically. They have a medical degree. They just don't have an MD. They've been trained in a lot of the basics, so they do a lot of the basic work in many offices now because things are tighter. So instead of having two doctors in an office, the guy I go to for my primary in Massachusetts has he's an MD and he has a physician's assistant. They both have an equal load because he can't afford to have two doctors in an office. So a lot of jobs, and I think that's the point here. 18 after the hour, My Cool Inventions Radio.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press wringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Does anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get Scott 12-pack paper towels for just $7.99.
Offer valid on Q300469 in-store and online is $3.28 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different, crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet, just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 56.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover. And definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit criticalhealthnews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to criticalhealthnews.com. That's criticalhealthnews.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
And conversationally, John Cremins and Doug Steffen on My Cool Inventions Radio. As I said, we're going to be meeting Melissa Reed, who has a new idea for a pail. And I don't mean pail face. I mean the pail, a bucket pail. Isn't that an interesting word? As we were playing with the alliteration earlier on. A pail or a bucket. I was talking to somebody over the weekend about my darling Charlotte, my bulldog, who is blind and, you know, she's got plenty of life force. But at the end of the line, you know, how do you make the dog who has been such an important part of my life? What do you do with her at the end? Do you make a bucket list for your dog? I was thinking about what would she like? What would make you, and I'm not saying that she's going tomorrow, but at some point there are things that I'm going to want to do for her. That are like we ought to do for ourselves. I'm not thinking about a bucket list for me yet, but at some point we all ought to come up with a bucket list.
Yeah, I like the idea. I hated the movie.
Did you?
Oh, I walked out of the movie wanting to kill myself. It was the most depressing movie I think I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, it was a depressing movie.
I read my dad. I was like, oh, you got to go see it. No. Oh, God, I wish I had.
I thought it was a good movie, but yeah, it was depressing. It was, yeah. Especially when you see Morgan Freeman's feet on the floor.
It's not uplifting. I mean,
no, it wasn't uplifting, but it was a good story.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about other things that are going on that affect your money, your pocketbook. Ideas here on My Cool Inventions, and the thrust of what we do here is to help you make money, be focused on a business, help you, and one of the underscores here is that because we're in tax time, there is nothing better than having a home business, a garage business, a basement, whatever it is, take a fifth. Most of the people, I was talking to a friend of mine last night, who is doing his taxes, and he has a business that he does out of his home, and it's a complicated business, and he takes about a fifth of the room in the house for his business. So 20% of what the expenses are for his home come right off the top. IRS never questions it because he is able to validate his claims. And so those of you who have these businesses that we're always extolling, any of the number of people who have been last week, last month, last year, this week, this wherever it is that you're, that, for example, this lady, Melissa, let's ask her when we get her here, John, how she runs her business. Let's make this a subset of how we talk to people. Let's find out how they arrange their business. Do they do it at home? Do they have an office? Because I think most of the time we'll find these people are doing this stuff out of their home. And I'm going to bet you that half of them don't take what they could take allowance-wise for having a home-based business.
That's probably true.
Part of the service. I'm serious.
I remember when Acos and I started our business, and you know, we got together. We had been friends forever.
Yeah.
But originally, you know, it was 100% his house, my house, and Skyping in between, right?
Yeah.
And we did that for a long time until finally we said, oh, my God, we just got to stop the Skype thing.
Did you take the deductions? Did you take the deductions from your home office?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. It was 100%, you know, office space.
Right.
At least the portion of my house that I was using all the time was.
Yeah, I mean, do what's smart. This is not illegal. This is legal. This is what they are encouraging. They ought to be doing more to encourage you to start your own business, as a matter of fact. And so that's why I say, when you come to us with your idea, one of the things we may come back to, maybe it just won't be until you get on the air with us, is to find out how your business circumstance works in terms of your tax liability, and are you smart enough to be taking every advantage that you are legally offered and able to do so that you are treated fairly. This is the way, this again, I can't underscore this or underline it or encourage you to think this way enough. The American dream is to have your own business. You can do it. You can have it. We'll help you. But you got to take advantage of all the opportunities that have been put into the tax law to encourage people to do what you're doing. All right? Enough said. 28 past the hour on My Cool Inventions.
Trying to keep up with your credit card payments and getting nowhere? Looking for a program you can trust to consolidate all of your credit cards, medical bills, and collection accounts into one easy monthly payment? Family Financial can help you. We are a nonprofit organization that has helped thousands of individuals eliminate their credit card debt. Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, and saving you thousands of dollars in interest and stopping those annoying collection calls. Our friendly certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Don't spend one more day worrying. Call Family Financial now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. And if you call today, you will receive a free financial analysis. Call now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. Not available in all states. Not a loan company.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
After the hour now at My Cool Inventions Radio. The Good Day Gang gets together with John and his gang for this hour of important information and help for people who want to have their own business. It's a business sort of a show, I suppose, in a manner of speaking, but it's not your typical business show or these money shows that people, here's how you can save a lot of money, or here's how you can invest $2 trillion in your 401k. Those are so dry. Listening to some of those shows that are popular to a point, they certainly skew older because nobody who is in the millennial generation or the generation that follows that, the emphasis is never on what we're going to do because we think we're going to live forever. By the time you get to be our age, John, you start thinking about what is it that we're going to do.
Yeah. Actually, I'm going to live forever. I don't know about you.
Me too, and I hope the last voice I hear is yours.
That'll be me letting you in the gates.
Yes, thank you.
Come on.
So in a minute, we're going to meet Melissa Reed, who is our inventor for the day. I want to just spend a few more minutes on having people understand what it was that I was trying to get across in terms of how you can grow what you have. Using the tools that are at your disposal. And I'm not talking about investment tools. I'm talking about getting money back or not putting money in. One of the great ripoffs in our country, and it's under circumstances this year, worse because the IRS has admitted it's going to take an extra month for you to get your money. They don't pay any interest. However, you'll pay interest if you don't pay on time, right? I don't want to say it's a scam, but there are a lot of people around who offer to you a loan based on your tax return. So you're going to get $3,000 back. We'll loan you $3,000. You pay us back, and the interest rates are pretty high on that. But it's a collateralized loan because you're guaranteeing. As a matter of fact, the paperwork that you get in that loan indicates or it doesn't suggest, it mandates that the check that's made out to you that's coming back from the IRS go to the loan company. You have to go sign it, but that's how you pay the loan back. But here's how insidious this is, John.
Yeah.
We are, and when we start the year, we have all these Christmas bills. So many people count, many people get right away, as soon as they get all of their information by the end of January, they get their tax return done, they get it in, they want their tax return, they want their tax money, the refund, to come back so they can pay off their Christmas debt on credit cards at 29%. So if we have to wait an extra month for that this year, plus, I mean, they get you coming and going. You can't get your money back as soon this year as you have in the past. So you're going to pay an extra month interest. Even if you go to these outfits that are like payday loans that will give you a loan based on what you're going to get back for a tax thing, they're going to charge you interest on that. The government doesn't pay you any interest, but they'll charge you interest if you're late. These payday or refund loans, you're going to pay a rate for that. You got tax, I mean, sorry, you've got interest charges on your credit card. This is sort of a perfect storm of getting screwed.
Yeah, I guess they've been doing this forever, right?
They haven't been.
We just see the prevalence of the get your loaner or get your refund early. Just recently, couple of years anyway.
Well,
they're really pushing it this year.
They are, but the feds aren't able to deliver. So get your tax return in fast, but they're still holding on to the money longer, and they say it's because they don't have enough staff to get it back. You know how many people there are working at the federal government who don't do a damn thing? They collect a check. That's it. And this is the outrage of people paying. Now I'm on my soapbox and I got to get off. But this is the outrage.
I understand it, though. I mean, I'm sure there are a lot of people that feel the same way.
I found out how much I'm going to have to pay in taxes for the sale of some land. And what happens to it? It is wasted. The fraud, 40% of what we are paying is interest on the debt, and 34% is waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. What does that leave you when you're done? 25 to 30% at the most goes toward actually running the government and doing it properly.
That's true.
Amazing. All right, I'm done. I'm not done, but I'm done.
But I understand that, though. I mean, we were talking. The original part of that conversation was the fact that you should take advantage of what you can get when you do your taxes. Just like your office expense and everything else, you can pretty much write off. Like when I go to trade shows.
Yeah, all that's an expense.
That's all an expense.
Yep,
even
sure
the membership
is.
Fees to some of these associations that can run pretty
all good. Business. Yep.
Yeah.
All right, let's meet Melissa Reed and find out first, before she does her pitch, how she runs her business. John, I'll let you do the querying.
All right. Melissa, welcome to Mike Cool Mentions Radio. We're glad you're here.
Thank you. Glad to see you guys.
So, Melissa, look at
you. You can see
about
me? Wait a minute. I got my, my bathrobe on. What are you seeing here, Melissa?
Melissa, this is not a good sight.
Well, I can see your website. I can just envision you.
Okay.
That's good.
So,
right.
Melissa, we were talking about, home offices. How do you run your business?
Well, we run ours. We have a home office, and we actually use our lower level of our home actually as our storage unit right now for our product.
And so how do you take care of that tax-wise? How do you take the allowance that's allowed by law? How do you do that?
Well, thankfully we have a tax accountant. But, it is nice because we are able to utilize, like our internet and our home office computers, all those kind of things, our business expenses.
Good.
That's good. So it sounds like, you've done your homework when it comes to your business part of it. Let's hear about your invention, though. Now, you created the packable pails. Now, I'm, where we broadcast from Florida, at least our part of the show with Acos and myself. So I would love to see these on the beaches. Tell everybody what a packable pail is.
Yeah, packable pails, they're not just for the beach, but you are in a prime location there in Florida. We actually are here in Iowa, and it's snowing today, so I'm going to take mine out later and make some snowballs. But packable pails are collapsible beach pails for people that travel, especially. You can just throw them in your beach bag or suitcase and have it when you get there.
Being a dad, and I remember when the kids were younger, it always seemed like we were buying new pails. They either leave them at the beach or whatever, or we just didn't have places to store them when we would travel. So explain how this actually works. If I had in my mind's eye a pail, we've seen those before. You put sand in them, you can put all kinds of things in them. How does your pail differ from a regular pail?
Well, ours ours is a full-size beach pail, which is great, but it actually, in one motion, you can collapse it to less than 2 inches. And kids can do it, parents, anybody. It's just real easy to push down. It's made of silicone and plastic. And we actually came up with the idea I did on a vacation with my son. We had gotten to the beach, and we jumped off the plane. We had our beach bag ready to enjoy the day at the beach, and he looked around and he said, "Mom, where is my sand toys?" Had to leave, go get them. The worst part was when we were leaving to get back on the plane, he wanted to bring that thing with us. That was not going to be my carry-on, and I had to leave it behind.
No, see, I can imagine. So this thing folds down. How
I have a colander like this, you know, in my kitchen cabinets. I used to have all these colanders that took up all this room, and now they have the collapsible ones, just like what she's talking about. It's the greatest thing.
They work right?
Yeah.
So Melissa, how long have you had this idea? And how long has it taken you to get from where you had the idea to where you are now?
I actually came up with the idea 2 years ago, and it's in development for about a year. It hit the market July 14th.
Okay. How many have you sold so far?
We had a one-day sale just a few weeks ago, and I sold over 1,000 in one day.
Wow.
But so far, we've sold close to 10,000 just since July 2014.
And you're fulfilling these from your house?
Yes, right now
Wow.
We are. Yes.
All right. Well, Melissa, I want to hear your pitch. I like your invention. It's very. This is a good idea, and it kind of hits on the parent part of me. So let's, if we can, if you're ready, let's do this thing.
All right.
You got any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
Are you one of the millions that go on vacation each year and head to the beach? The traditional beach pail is bulky and can't fit in your beach bag or suitcase. Until now. Don't waste your money or time. Hit the beach prepared with packable pails. Packable pails are full-size collapsible pails, ideal for making sandcastles, collecting seashells, or carrying items to the beach. They collapse from full size to less than 2 inches in one quick motion. But wait, packable pails are not just for the beach. Use in the backyard sandbox, take to the park, lake, use as an Easter basket, and more. Packable pails were invented by me, a mother, and are BPA-free and food-safe. They're available in pink, yellow, orange, and blue for only $14.99 at www.packablepails.com. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter.
Make or break an inventor. Be our shark and vote. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
All right.
But wait. There's more.
I thought you did okay, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you got through everything, Melissa. I mean, you set up the problem nicely. You got into the solution part of it all and gave us some features and some ways that it solves the problem. And overall, then you asked for the order. You told us to go to your website. You even asked us to follow you so we can kind of...
I don't think you charge enough money, but that's maybe part of the discussion here. I think there's... I'm looking at this. There's not much difference, as ACOS would tell you if he were here. There's not much difference between $14.95 and $19.95 in the minds of the consumer. So you might as well get yourself an extra $5 margin and give yourself a bit of a cushion. Are you right? Do you think that's right, John?
Yeah. I mean, if you're $14.95, that's a what's that, how big is this? Is it a decent sized bucket?
Yeah, it's a 5-liter pail. So it's a nice size.
So now you're making this out of, you said, plastic and silicone, right?
Yes.
Are you getting made here in the U.S. or is it overseas?
Right now it's overseas. Just we're a young company, but we are in the works of getting it made here locally.
So are you? I mean, it's $14.95. I can almost see this. You know, you get two of these for $19.95.
Yeah, maybe that's one.
Maybe.
Yeah, right.
I mean, can I ask you something? Is your manufacturing cost about 25% of your final price?
Yes.
Okay, so you're well, she's in line with that. But, you know, yeah. I would almost go, I mean, this is one of those where you really could, you know, because, you know, one pail will be cool, two pails will be even better. I imagine the castles you can make. So, you know, most of you might even be able to do like a twofer on something like
this. Well, and most people do order two or more. You know, when I've looked at our past sales, most people order two, even if they only have one kit, because I'll do a survey and follow up, and they're like, oh, we just thought they were cool, and we ordered two.
Very cool. I like the fact, I like your passion on this one. I also like the fact that you're actually going back to your consumer, the person that buys it, to find out what they think about it. Good idea overall, Doug. I think she's on the right path.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. I'm just thinking about on the farm where we have lots of pails, these plastic pails. How big, I'm trying to visualize because I haven't been able to get to your website, how big actually is the pail? If we were to fill it with water, how many gallons could we get in it?
If it's 5 liters, it's about 8 inches tall.
5 liters would be a gallon, a little more than a gallon. Yeah. What would happen if you made it
almost a bigger one, right?
Bigger, yeah. What would happen if you made it bigger?
Well, and we've had a lot of requests from different people for different products. I do have a couple other products that I have in development right now that are that would go along with the packable pail product.
Okay.
All right. Well, it sounds like you're on your way. So if you would like to support what Melissa has explained here, thumbs up at, if you're texting, it's 22333 for your thumbs up or thumbs down vote. Or you can dial 888-877-0490. Or you can vote at mycoolinventions.com.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press wringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get Scott 12-pack paper towels for just $7.99.
Offer valid on SKU 300469 in store and online. It's $3.28 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers. For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of 3 whole beets and just 1 teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Our nation was built on dreaming big. But will the next generation have to dream small when looking at the future? If Congress passes legislation that weakens our patent system, it'll be a huge blow to American inventors and jobs. People won't invest in startups. Jobs will get shipped overseas. Inventors won't be able to defend against foreign knockoffs. And the economy will take a hit that can't be reversed. Take action now at SaveTheInventor.com to help protect the American dream.
You got any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me. Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it. Log on to mycoolinventions.com and submit your product or idea today.
That's a really good idea.
This is Acos the Solutionist. Submit your product to mycoolinventions.com. You could be on our show.
Brilliant. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
Hello. My name is Don Azleton. And I got a lot on my mind. My boiler is on the fritz. My doctor says I'm not getting enough vitamin D, and I can't remember if it's garbage day. But one thing I don't have to worry about is my car's engine. That's because I use Mobil Super Motor Oil. It's designed to remove buildup and help extend the life of my engine. Wait, it's next Thursday. Garbage day is next Thursday. Mobil Super, for a long engine life.
By now you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The U.S. and Israel, a rocky relationship that could get even rockier. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that's an announcement that someone is running for president in 2016. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas, the first to officially throw his hat into the ring. Senator Cruz released a 30-second video on Twitter overnight. The video included a montage of farm fields and city skylines. There were the faces of Americans, add some dramatic music, and you have this.
It's going to take a new generation of courageous conservatives to help make America great again. And I'm ready to stand with you to lead the fight.
All right, he didn't exactly say he's running, but the video does end with the words written on the bottom of the screen, paid for by Cruz for President. So, Senator Cruz is in. He was expected to make it official later today during a speech at Liberty University in Virginia. Didn't take long for another potential candidate to react to this, Donald Trump telling Fox and Friends on Fox News that Cruz is one of many to steal his words.
He uses the expression, make America great again. That's my expression. I've been using it all over the place, and I noticed that they're all copying it now. Everybody's using it. I was the first by a long shot.
Make America great again. No one has ever put those four words together in that order. No doubt Donald will have his people copyright, trademark, and patent those words so that no one can ever utter them again without forking over a fee. Trump, by the way, did recently announce he was forming an exploratory committee in his latest flirtation with running for president. Here's hoping his flirtation lasts long enough to take part in at least one Republican candidates debate. That would be something to see. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
It's a new week on Wall Street, with the markets hoping to pick up where they left off last week. On Friday, the Dow gained 169 points, ending the week at 18,128. NASDAQ up 34 points. S&P rose 19. For the week, the three major indexes all had weekly gains of more than 2%. Let's check prices at the pump.
Filling up, please.
And gas prices continue to fall. Average price for regular, according to the latest Lundberg survey, is at $2.50, down 4 cents from 2 weeks ago. Cheapest gas in the lower 48, $2.11 a gallon in Charleston, South Carolina. Highest price, $3.29 in L.A. The Big Dance, otherwise known as the NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament. Following action over the weekend, we're now down to the Sweet 16. Kentucky is still in it. That's all you need to know. Finally, when you think of famous insider trading cases over the years, the names that come to mind range from Michael Milken and Ivan Boesky to Martha Stewart. But the Raj Rajaratnam case was the largest insider trading ring in history. His hedge fund was the Galleon Group. Rajaratnam was arrested in 2009, convicted and sentenced in 2011. He's serving an 11-year prison term. One of those who provided information to Rajaratnam, among others, was Rumi Khan. She pleaded guilty in 2009 to charges including securities fraud. She had her sentence reduced to 1 year in exchange for cooperating with authorities. In her first interview since her release from prison, Khan appeared on Business Talk with Jim Campbell on the BizTalk Radio Network. As heard on the show yesterday, she talked about the price she paid and whether it was fair.
I was not only lynched by the media, I had to go to prison after cooperating with the feds for 7 years, helping them crack the biggest insider trading case. I helped them with how the network of information works, everything.
Khan has several master's degrees, including an MBA, but she fears she won't get a second chance.
I cannot even get a teaching job.
Khan says she hopes this is the road to absolution. Not just the Sunday TV talk shows that can make news by snagging major newsmakers. Rumi Khan on Business Talk with Jim Campbell. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Do you want to learn how to steal customer credit card information from major retailers so you can buy anything you want?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's award-winning firewalls prevent hackers from taking your valuable data to the bank. Reclaim your network like 150,000 other businesses have. To learn more about protecting customer data and your reputation, visit barracuda.com/firewalls.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.